This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
I'm about to be drunker than I've ever been if that happens, so it's going to be a fun time.
Among your teammates, you just said you might be drunkest you've ever been.
I'm definitely going to be beside him, number 74 right now. He ain't looking up right now, but he know I'm talking about him.
Huh?
Mekhi Becton told me I'd be drunker than he's ever been. Welcome back. We're broadcasting from the Assembly Rooftop Lounge at Logan Philadelphia's Hotel. WIP's parade coverage brought to you by your local Tri-State Toyota dealer. Joe Giglio, Hugh Douglas, joined by Spike Eskin and Ike Reese. It's parade day. Ike.
I'm just yelling for no reason.
That's well, okay. You're not the only one.
Dude, how much alcohol does it take to get a guy the size of Mekhi Becton the drunkest he's ever been?
It's like this old story of Andre the Giant where he had to drink like yeah.
Well, you know what?
Beers.
Yeah. It depends. Is he a drinker?
Oh, because if he's not, he's
yeah, it probably won't take much.
Yeah. See, here's the thing, because I know a little bit about this. As yeah. guy. They're probably going to be drinking beer, correct?
Yeah.
They all got a truck.
So, yeah, that was pretty dope. Truck. Shout out to Saquon for that. So, I'm thinking as big as he is, he's going to be about 10 beers in before it really starts to take effect.
Right.
But, see, here's the problem with drinking a lot of
beers. Light beers.
No, that's light beer, yeah.
No, they're not drinking Natty Lights. That's what I learned that yesterday.
Bud Light.
Bud Light.
It's Bud Light. They're not drinking the Buds. They're drinking the Lights.
Bud Light.
I think it's Bud Light.
Yeah, I think they each have a truck of Bud Light.
So it's going to take – so the problem is this. He's probably going to be 10 beers in, Spike and Ike.
Yeah.
He's going to have to pee.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
He's going to have to –
going through the bathroom a lot.
It's going to be a lot of peeing between the NovaCare
right.
and getting here.
Got to get one of those kind of bus beer. For that? Got to get a big diaper.
Dog.
We talked diapers yesterday. Hugh was blown away by the idea of the diaper.
I was thinking – like, you know how my mind worked, dog. I was thinking, like, damn – there's some folks out here right in this crowd right now got a diaper on. Because they've been drinking. Because who was that? Kyle's cousin, A.J. Greeny. Was it A.J. Greeny?
A. Greeny.
He sent us a picture this morning. He had a backpack full of Natty
Greeny
Lights.
A. Greeny got a backpack full of Natty Lights, dog.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking that's a lot of beer to be drinking. To be smart, you got to wear a diaper because porta potties going to be at capacity.
Yep. Or
so you probably got to wear a diaper.
You're going to find a corner.
Well, you know, as a guy, you can do that. But what about the girls?
They'll be finding corners, too.
Ooh, yeah, that, dude.
This is Philadelphia.
Yeah, we'll walk around Philly enough.
The city of brother
love. I've seen that.
So you mean today Philly's going to smell like New Orleans?
Yeah. I think it's an anything goes day. I mean, just enjoy yourself. You need a diaper, you need a diaper. It's okay. We're not going to judge. All right, 10:45, we're going to go to Buzz on Broad. We're going to find out where Buzz is on Broad Street and get his perspective on what's going on. We also will throw it to Devin, who is interviewing fans down on the street. We'll get to that.
That's ought to go good.
Yeah. Oh, that's going to
keep your finger on the dump button,
yeah, Kyle.
Don't
walk away. Let's go to Anthony in Haddonfield on the lines here. What's up, Anthony?
Hey, what's going on, gang?
Anthony, what's up, buddy? What are you feeling?
Man, this is my second time to call in. Yesterday was my first, but a long, long time listener.
Well, we appreciate it, Anthony. What are you feeling here today?
I am just so stoked. I'm still can't get over the Super Bowl, which I attended. I mean, I'm still raw with my throat. I can't even give you any Eagles cheer. And that's all that went on over there. That game is just so incredible. TV, it just doesn't do it justice. I mean, Mahomes never had a chance to even get sacked. You know, the rushes, the sacks, and the crowd. Oh, my God. I can't believe how we travel.
Yeah, well, you could hear it right away. I mean, you could hear it early in the game. The first couple plays where the Eagles made a good play and the Chiefs didn't, you could hear it. It's funny, Anthony, you're talking about the game and Mahomes. They have a screen here at the parade site, and they're replaying the game, and I keep watching it over. It is amazing how they just dominated a team that never gets dominated. Like, the Chiefs never look like that, Anthony, and they just crushed them.
Yeah, I have never got a chance to see it on TV yet. I'm waiting. I just haven't had the opportunity. But, they just dominated them.
You can find it, Anthony. It's out there.
Yeah. Pretty much we played it every day.
I just got home Wednesday, really. By the time, the first thing I did was look at some TV just to see if they called it the same way as it looked, you know. It was really a rough.
Oh, it
and
was.
And then they put the second string in at the end of the game. That's even better. It's like
a rub. Yeah, and that's so rare in a Super Bowl. Like, Kenny Pickett finished that game. Anthony, we appreciate the call, man. The fact that it was that big of a blowout, Ike, it was almost like an October game. Like, they just blew him out. And, like, put Kenny Pickett in there at the end. You never see that in a Super Bowl.
Yeah, the Gatorade shower came before the two-minute warning. Yep. You never really see that. Yeah, I mean, it goes or coincides with how I felt during the game. Like, after the Cooper Jejean interception, I was starting to strike up the band then. And then they went up 24-0 before half. And then when the Chiefs didn't come out and score, I was like, yeah, this game is pretty much like they're not going to do anything. It felt like the defense had an answer for everything the Chiefs were trying to do.
And smothered and covered.
Yeah, and the Chiefs had no answer. Like, they had no counter. It's not like the Eagles' defense was doing anything that was complex. They just couldn't block the guys up front.
And to see a team, Spike, that never gets beat like that, get beat like that, it was almost like it was shocking. And then it became like, oh, they're not going to recover today.
Yeah.
You know, they look shocked. Andy looked shocked. Patrick Mahomes looked shocked.
Kelce looked like he was done.
Ike and I have been talking about it all week. He said he was celebrating it at 17-0.
Yeah.
The moment for me was even at halftime when it was 24-0, all I could think was like, well, the Chiefs are down in every Super Bowl. They're getting the ball after halftime. If they score a touchdown after halftime, then I don't know, this could be a game. But as soon as that didn't happen and you realized that there was just no way they were going to be able to score, I know what the final score was, but spiritually, this game was 40-6.
I petitioned that on all
this thing to 34-0.
Yeah, all the stuff that is printed, T-shirts, whatever, it should say 40-6.
Yes, like I agree.
If you ask me 10 years from now what the score was, I'm going to get it wrong because I'm going to say 40-6.
I tell y'all what, I'm glad y'all were so confident in that because I didn't think the game was over. Hey, listen, to 3 minutes was left on the clock. I was still like, hey, and then I started doing the math, you know, because math ain't my thing. But I was like, wait, but they can't get back in this game with 3 minutes left. I was like, okay, it's okay to tweet. It's okay to start a tweet. But, yeah, y'all were more confident than me in that. Only thing I kept thinking was there's a lot of football left to be played, man.
Yeah.
There's a lot of football left to be played. But to your point, Ike, we talked about this yesterday. When you're getting your ass whooped like that, I mean, and you don't have an answer for ass whooping, the only thing you're looking for is somebody to get you out of the ass whooping you're taking. And the only thing to get you out of the ass whooping is time.
Time.
That's it. Just let the clock run out.
And quite frankly, when it got to 40-6, the Eagles started celebrating.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how the other two touchdowns happened. The defense stopped. I mean, Vic Fangio stopped calling it a real defense. Yeah, like, it was over with at that point.
Yeah, it was totally cosmetic.
Cost me the over.
Oh, yeah.
There it is.
All roads lead back to Ike.
Always does. All right, let's throw it down to Devin Caney. She's interviewing fans down on the parade route. All right, let's throw it down to Devin.
Thanks, Joe. I'm down here with
Chris Nady,
who is a Gardner Minshew doppelganger.
Super fan. Go to every game.
How are you feeling? I mean, how long have you been out here?
Just as confident as it was before we went into that game. Look where we're at again. Look how many trophies are on that banner over there. Two now. Let's go.
There are, in fact, two trophies on these massive Super Bowl champion banners. So what time did you guys get out here?
About 5:30 p.m., 5:40 p.m.
Yeah.
Yeah, yesterday.
So, like, did you bring a tent, a sleeping bag? Did you sleep out here?
Well, we had two chairs, a cooler, some garage beer, and we're good.
Garage beer, a la Jason Kelce. They do have a banner. It says Champions. That's a really good Super Bowl logo. I love that. All right, who are you most looking forward to giving a speech today?
I've heard some rumors about Chauncey Gardner. I'd like to see what that's about. But I thought Jordan Mailata might take the reins, if it's an O-lineman at least.
Yeah, I know. Jordan Mailata says he has nothing prepared, but I think we all know that he'll probably give a good speech.
He's a comedian, and he's a good singer, so you never know.
Yes, he is. All right, thank you. Have a good time today.
All right, so there's Devin interviewing a fan. That guy sounded like he's been here since last night. He had that raspy voice, like, I've been out all night.
He ain't going to make it.
No, it's funny because Devin was being real careful with the questions that she was asking.
What's he going to say?
Yep. You got to be careful.
Yeah, you
got to
be careful what you got to ask. Yeah, it's going to be one of those days, man.
Not everybody who's been here since yesterday is going to make it to the speeches. I'm telling you that. Not everybody.
You might need a little nap before. Yeah. I mean, if you've been out that long.
Well, here's a good thing. You're going to have time to take a nap.
Yeah, before they get it. All right, so speaking of the speeches, so Chauncey Gardner-Johnson was mentioned there by the fan that Devin interviewed. Who are you guys most looking forward to? Because I don't think anyone's going to top Kelce 7 years ago, but this group has some characters that could, like, if Chauncey Gardner-Johnson gets up there, they might have to just take the mic away from him. He might say a lot of crazy things.
He might rap.
I just want to hear Nick.
Nick.
I want to hear Nick.
And it's always so rare the coach is who you want to hear, but he...
Oh, redemption tour,
dude. I mean, when we do his press conference on Tuesdays, Kyle has to dump him on a regular Tuesday in week six.
And he has a tendency of just going long. Like, normally on a Monday, we air Nick's press conferences on Monday. And by halfway through it, I'm like, dude, shut up. Enough already.
Long talk.
But today... I would love to see a legendarily way too long, they have to rip him off stage kind of thing.
You know what I would
see Howie and Jeffrey in the background like, man, get down.
Yep.
You know what I would like to see him do today? Is be as petty as he wants to be because he deserves
absolutely.
That. I want him to call people out. You know who, like, listen, I know he's a colleague, and I'm not saying call the colleague out.
Call him out.
Mike Silski. I want him to talk bad about Mike Silski a little bit. And Mike Silski, I love you. It's just that, you know, you deserve to be called out.
The kids at the press conference.
I'm just saying. I mean, I love you, Mike. I'm just saying. I'm being petty. It's petty day. It's petty day. Call out Mike. Yeah. Hell, call out us at the station. Hell, call me out because I said you was a booby. You was a bubblehead. You still a bubblehead, but
you weren't
a bubblehead.
The only one, Hugh.
But you a bubblehead with a championship.
I thought the guy should have been fired in week
this
four.
This is the day where you tally the receipts.
Yeah.
And you tell everybody to kiss your ass.
Well, listen, he thought about it last night, what he's going to say.
Yeah.
Ooh, I don't know what final verse. I don't know what final version
what up,
we're gonna get.
Wow, some liquid courage could change that.
Why is Todd looking like a racist trooper rolling up in here? Todd Harriman's, what's going on, man? That's my dog.
T. Herm.
Hey, look, Todd beat me up when we was in the league. Todd beat me up at practice one day.
AJ Philly, Todd Harriman's in the building.
Legends here, Eagles.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Now the party's really about to start.
Oh, yeah. My bag. I got in trouble. I'm good. I'm getting in trouble.
No, yeah, you're already in trouble.
I forgot the boss was back there.
All right, let's get these guys to sit down. Todd Harriman's going to sit down with us.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
And chat for a second here.
Todd,
Eagles legend.
Have a seat.
How about that?
Oh, no.
Hold on, man. What am I getting?
Wait a minute. Is Todd okay? You okay? You good?
He said he's good.
Oh, yeah. We don't give a damn. What state you in? Yeah. Come on. Yeah.
Kyle's back in the studio. He's man at things. It's all right. All right. Todd Harriman's going to sit down with us here. Todd, what's up, man?
What's going on?
How you feeling today?
How can you not feel great on a day like today?
It's awesome, isn't it?
A little cold, but
yeah,
I'm
we've all said the same thing. A little cold, but
if you're prepared, it's not bad.
Yeah.
So are you prepared?
Oh shit. I need gloves.
So how did you prepare for the day? Like, did you, like, you know, it's a
well. First
fact,
of all, I came down here last night because I wasn't about to deal with traffic.
Okay, so you stayed in the city.
Yeah. What a vibe, man! The city is on fire
this is
right
awesome.
Now.
Wind.
I haven't seen so many happy people.
It's the best.
I don't
isn't
remember.
It is. All right, take us through what it was like for you watching that Sunday. I mean, they didn't just win that game, Todd. They beat this crap out of a team that
beat
never.
Great.
My God, the Chiefs never lose like that.
Good job.
They never get beat up.
Good job, dude. And it was the best thing to see. It was almost like they were sleepwalking through the season, just catching wins, and we slapped the shit out of them, woke them up.
Well,
we're gonna probably have to dunk
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
Oh, my bad.
They did slap them around. They did that for 3 hours on Sunday night, and now
as long as it wasn't me,
we get to have it pretty. Yeah, Hugh, you're
the crazy
the
thing
right
was
now.
Is like the confidence that we were having leading up to the game, the fan base, the players, the coaches. There was just this crazy confidence and. We had it for a reason because we went out there.
Todd, we were on Radio Row last week, and Monday morning I woke up and I was like, you know what? I think they could blow him out. And he was like, you're nuts. But I had a feeling.
I didn't see it coming.
I thought there was a path. Now, I didn't think it would be 34-0 in the third quarter. That was pretty strong. But, man, when they were at their best this year, they were just a special football team.
Well, it turns out I know nothing about football because I thought that the championship game was going to be a close one. I was like, oh, I don't even know if we're going to cover. And we ended up putting a 50 burger on them. And then going into this game, I said, I think it's going to be close again because I didn't want it to be. And I figured I would just be wrong. So,
you know, as offensive lineman, when you see what that Eagles defense was doing to that Chiefs offense, what did you see? What was the first thing that jumped out to you when you saw that dominance of the Eagles D?
I just think when you have four hungry animals up front, you know, you let other guys relax and play their position without so much stress. You don't have to do anything crazy. You just got to play football when the guys up front are getting after it. And, man,
they were getting after it. So, AJ, as a quarterback, when you're under siege like that, what do you say to your offensive line, man?
It's tough. I mean, that's the recipes for success. You can get a pass rush with four down linemen, right? As a quarterback, if somebody gets to you and you're throwing against a zone where they're dropping so many guys, I mean, it's hard to find guys. I mean, it truly is. I mean, guys that sit in zones, you have to anticipate stuff earlier than you want to, and that's where mistakes happen. I mean, if you think back to, like, when Tom Brady got beat by the Giants, it's kind of the same recipe. They rushed four guys, they didn't bring extra people, and they got to him.
You know what? Another question I wanted to ask you since you're here. This is how I always thought, like, the earlier you can get to a quarterback in the game, is it the quicker you can mess up that timing in his head? Is that true? Is that how it goes for you guys?
Truly. For me, I welcomed extra blitzers, right? Because that meant that I was getting one-on-ones on wide receivers or backs or tight ends, and I knew that someone's going to be open. All a guy has to do is win his one-on-one matchup with that guy.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, getting hit early and often, especially with only like a four down front sitting there, it wreaks havoc. And it gets in your head, definitely.
Guys.
The crazy part is how they rush Mahomes, though.
I know.
You know what I mean? Because usually he's going to find an escape lane or something.
He didn't
but
have
that's,
none.
That's why it takes all four up front. Like, you can have great edge, you can have great interior, but there's going to be a way to escape. And this game, they had all four taken care of.
It felt like at times he thought he could escape, and then there was someone right there ready to just – guys, I've never seen Mahomes get hit like that. That was one of the coolest things to watch the Eagles defense, A.J., do that to a quarterback that's that great, because in his career, he's been blown out like five times in 8 years. It's nuts.
Yeah. And Hugh would speak to this, too. I mean, it was the spacing of the rush, too, right?
Yeah, they were wide,
and the interior guys were pushing up the middle.
Yeah.
Nobody was kind of getting outside, giving him a lane to push up and go anywhere.
Yeah, no question about that, man. And the way they were rushing, it was one of those things where they were just fit. They just out-physical the Chiefs. You know, a lot of people were talking about how in the second half, Andy made adjustment. He didn't help his quarterback out. There was no adjustment to be made for an ass whooping.
There's not.
You know, so it was one of those things, man, where as much as you know, people say, well, this, that, and the third, they just were their front was their four was better than their five on Sunday.
Hands down.
Yeah, and then the other side of the ball, guys, Jalen Hurts was incredible. I mean, and I don't know where you guys were at with him all year, because there were some ups and there were some weeks where the passing game wasn't great.
I was right along with everybody else.
But, man, that when he needed – the last two games were by far his best. He was awesome in the last two games.
Yeah, I mean, he's been steady all year with his focus and just telling everybody to calm down and just wait and see and wait and see. And
he showed us.
Yeah, I mean, man. Dude. I love the confidence he has.
Yeah, he does. AJ,
the even keel mentality of no highs, no lows, regardless of the outcome, I'm still keeping my same attitude and approach to the game. You know, it's kind of the Tom Brady deal. It's just what you do. Although Tommy's a little more fiery on the sidelines, I don't know. Jalen just kind of stays even keel and fights through it.
Yeah, and then Hewin is in his biggest moment. Jalen played his best football. I just thought he was in control of the game. You know, like, it's one thing to throw it well or have a big play. I never thought on Sunday he was out of control. He dictated the game on Sunday.
Oh, no question about that, man. It was you know, and we argued about this all season long, AJ, but I wonder how you feel about it when you say a quarterback, he might not have all the measurables of a Josh Allen or Lamar Jackson, anything like that, but he's a winner. And that was one of the things that I felt about him. It might not be pretty. It might not show up in the stat line, but he's a winner. And I think that's what he shows Sunday.
Hands down. I mean, that's what he is, a winner. I mean, you know, you think about what he's gone through in his career, from being in college, and being a second-round draft pick, and, you know, surpassing a guy that we paid a lot of money here and kind of riding that. And then, you know, during the season, people are talking about him, not having the great stats, but somehow managed to win games. So, I mean, there's something to be said for a guy that wins games and doesn't put up a ton of stats, because that's the true measure, is how you win and when you win.
Right, that's the only thing that matters, is winning. You know, there's so many stats and metrics this year, or that now in today's game, that really we get lost in the numbers sometimes, and you forget the big picture, which is winning the whole thing. And he did it.
Yeah, and, you know, sometimes you look at guys that don't win and they put up bigger numbers, and he wins and does it. But, you, like, on Sunday, I don't even know how many yards he threw for. I know he was the best player on the field for 3 hours, right? Like, that's like what matters.
It was like 200 and some
change.
Yeah,
it didn't matter, because when he had to make throws, he made throws. And when he had to run, he ran. He was totally awesome. Guys, this is such a cool scene. We got the buses starting to go here. There's nothing like a Philadelphia parade. Like, this place is going to be, it already is, Hugh, wild. And I can imagine what it's going to be like when the players are coming.
You know what, Joe? I'm sorry, but the only thing I can think about is,
who's on the school buses?
What's going to happen when they have to go to the bathroom? Like, because this is a long day. Where are you going to go to the bathroom?
Figure it out, Hugh.
Just go.
There's no rules today.
You know, there's a fountain right in front of us.
Hey, AJ, Todd's not here yet. But as you get older, you think about stuff like that. You strategically go places, and you know where the bathrooms are.
I'm getting close. I thought about it before we got on the elevator, and I made a stop.
I was like, wait a minute. Where the bathroom at? Because I do not – like, listen. Hey, guys, fellas, older guys out there listening to this show right now that are coming to the parade, if you're in my age bracket, don't mess around with your bladder, man. Don't be holding your pee now. Because holding your pee can mess your bladder up, Joe.
Well, yeah, Hugh, thank you.
Don't you want to mess your bladder up.
Well, that's my sign to leave. Thanks for having us on,
yeah, guys.
Guys, we appreciate you hopping on. Todd Harriman's AJ Feely. What a special day we have. All right, let's go down.
Still mad you beat me up at practice.
Go Birds.
You beat me up at practice, Todd. That wasn't cool.
Yeah, he tells me about that all the time. Ended his career. I mean, how about that? All right, let's go to Dan Wilson live on the parade route. Buzz on Broad. What's going on, Buzz?
What's up, guys? You guys can hear me okay?
We got you. So, Hugh, we got Buzz on Broad Street. Buzz, where are you?
Yeah, so I'm actually, this is Buzz on Broad, but I've made my way over to 11th and Patterson. I'm actually standing right next to the old Veterans Stadium, Liberty Bell, in front of Citizens Bank Park, if you guys know where that is.
Yes.
Me and a bunch of other people are standing up here for a better vantage point. There are just fireworks going off at the link. It looks like the buses are getting ready to go here in just about 10 minutes, so should start on time. There's confetti blowing. An electric scene down here, as you can imagine.
It does sound like an electric factory. Buzz, they cheering for you as you're on the mic?
Uh-oh, Buzz.
Oh, absolutely.
The ladies are cheering for Buzz.
It's Valentine's Day, Buzz. You looking for a Valentine?
Well, I got my girlfriend next to me, so I don't think I'm
looking
for a Valentine.
That probably ain't a good
thing. But I do have a WIP hat on. Had a lot of people excited to be interviewed on WIP here this morning. I'll tell you one thing, guys. I don't know how well you can see. You got a vantage point on top of Logan. I've been impressed with the diversity in jerseys here today. Like, I remember last time, 7 years ago, at the parade, a lot of Foles, a lot of Wentz, yep, stuff like that. I'm seeing jerseys of everyone, whether it's Lane Johnson, Jordan Mailata, obviously a lot of Saquon, Jalen Hurts. It just shows how great this group was truly as a team, that there are like 20 different players represented.
Yeah, it's a good way to frame it, Buzz. They got a lot of jersey-worthy players. You know, guys, you're like, yeah, I'll buy that jersey. I saw a bunch of Cooper DeJeans as I was walking in today. We're going to see a lot more of those in the coming years. Buzz, we appreciate it. We'll check in again soon. There he goes, Buzz on Broad. How about that? We got our correspondents in the field.
Buzz on Broad. I like that.
Yeah, Buzz on Broad. All right, we got a lot coming up here. We're going to get to all your phone calls. 215-592-9494. We'll check down at the parade. Devin, Elliot, Buzz, they're grabbing people as they see them. And we'll get back to your phone calls. Who are you happiest for today? Your feelings on a very, very special day in Philadelphia sports. The parade is about to begin. We're live broadcasting from the Assembly Rooftop Lounge at the Logan Philadelphia's Hotel. WIP's parade coverage brought to you by your local Tri-State Toyota dealers on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Behind every great champion is a great night's sleep, and Mattress Warehouse has helped some of the best on the field find their perfect mattress. You can do it too with Bed Match, only at Mattress Warehouse. Now let me break this down for you a little bit about Bed Match. You go into the store and you say, listen, I'm trying to find a mattress. You go lay on the bed, you push a couple buttons, boop, boop, boop. You lay on the bed, you lay one way, you lay another way, and they find the perfect mattress for you. So that means that you don't have to go around and lay on all the beds. You just lay on one bed, and they find the perfect mattress. And now during the President's Day sale, you can save up to $1,000 warehouse-wide. Plus, you can get a free adjustable base on select mattresses. Rest assured, because when you buy a mattress at Mattress Warehouse, you have a one-year price guarantee on your purchase. Find a better price, and boom, we'll match it. Plus, 50% the difference. And with next day delivery, you can buy your mattress today and be sleeping like a baby tonight. Shop now and find a location near you at mattresswarehouse.com. That's mattresswarehouse.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.